Blog Talk Radio.
Going on with that music. Good evening. Good evening. It is loud. Welcome to Circles of Prosperity. I'm Cynthia Johnson. Of course, I'm here with Dr. Reggie and Gloria Wells. We're your hosts this evening, and we have a special guest in the house. She's back. She's roaring to talk to you tonight. None other than the fabulous Raw Ruth, who tells the truth, okay? If you don't want to hear the truth about 2013 and what's coming up in your love life, your money life, your, oh, everything, then you hang up now. Hang up now, because Ruth is in the house. It's going to be fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. Dr. Reggie.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Oh, everything is fabulous for 2013. Spirit saved. It's going to be a great year. It's the number six, the number of creativity and getting your desires. So it feels good.
Hey, Ruth.
Good afternoon. Good evening. How are you?
I'm fine. You know what? We are so grateful that you're here with us tonight, because I know you've been through an ordeal today. And you said, but I'll be there, Cynthia. Don't worry, I'll be there. And I'm so grateful for that.
This is a fun place for me to be.
We're
this
gonna
is
have
a happy spot. This is a happy place.
We're going to have fun tonight. We're going to let it all hang out. And it's just going to be awesome, awesome, awesome. Listen, we were so overcrowded last night. People were on the line. They had been waiting over an hour to get a reading. It was just, we were just really swamped. And so I had a lady to call me. She said, I waited over an hour and a half. And then when it was my turn, you guys couldn't get to me and everything. So we're going to give her a reading this evening. She's first in line. We're going to go ahead and let Dr. Reggie do the opening prayer, and then we're going to get started.
Heavenly Father and Mother, God and Goddess, we thank you for being the offspring of the most powerful energy that exists in the world and in the universe. We ask that your hand reach out from the heavens and our hearts to impart wisdom and knowledge and intuitive readings that give guidance to those who need it, and that they are truthful in their approach and not making up anything, that they are truthful, and that we are also giving them their truth. Thank you, Father, for this energy. Thank you for Circles of Prosperity and Gloria and Cynthia and Ruth and everybody listening out there who needs a true, authentic reading. Thank you, God. We believe it is so, and so it is.
Amy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. My mic wasn't on. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Do you have a question for Ruth tonight?
Yes. I'm just wondering. She can tell me the raw truth. I'm ready for it. I'm just wondering what is going to happen in my love life. Was supposed to happen in December, and it hasn't. So I'm kind of wondering what's going on there. And then whether I'm supposed to stay here or to move, you know, and just whatever she sees or Dr. Reggie sees.
Hello, Amy.
Hello.
Amy, this
yes?
is Ruth. Let me be one of the first to wish you a happy new year.
Thank you.
You mentioned something that was supposed to happen in December and hasn't taken place yet. Do you want to give me a little more information on that so we can pinpoint it?
Well, it was through another reading I had. It was someone who was supposed to someone I had liked was going to call me, and we were going to, you know, end up together. But that hasn't happened. So I'm just wondering if maybe I'm was looking at, you know, something wrong. Maybe it's, you know, maybe I'm supposed to move on. Maybe I'm supposed to move from this vicinity. Maybe, you know, maybe it's not him. I don't know. I'm just confused and just wondering whether to stay or go.
Okay, you know, all right.
Keep focused on him, or should I just, you know, is there somebody else?
All right. In terms of the things that come up, first of all, for you, I wanted to tell you that you're going to find financial contentment in this next year. In about 5 months, you'll
okay.
be back and kicking strong, okay?
Okay.
At this point in time, it seems like there are issues that surround money, and they show up as being more important than the love life.
Yeah.
Okay? And by March of this year, you're going to be very, very happy. You're going to be extremely happy. I do see a halt on your relationships issues until around June, you know, June or July, September. That period of time is going to bring this type of situation back in again. You're going to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You will have a relationship that will be strong. That is all. There will also be, you know, this could also be possibilities for maybe a marriage, but don't make any plans or don't do anything until around the 3rd of December. You know, follow through on your original plans.
Mm-hmm.
The scope
okay.
of these plans is very far-reaching, you understand? And they're
mm-hmm.
telling me to tell you to stay to the right side. And
okay.
I do see you gaining. I see you gaining employment.
Okay.
And you'll be back on your feet again. Okay.
Okay. And so I need to stay here in this area, or and not move, or
okay.
Should I...
Let me focus on that. Should you stay in the area in which you're in? I don't see you staying in this area. You know.
Okay.
The emotional issues and the complaints are too strong, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost as if you feel, you know, the winds are going to bring in bad luck again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really see you there. You understand? You will be,
mm-hmm.
you will be traveling, but you'll be standing tall.
Okay.
I don't
okay.
see
do
you.
Do you know where?
Oh, my goodness, Amy, you know what I'm telling you? I don't know if I'm that good, okay? Where is Amy going? I tell you what, help me out here. Give me some choice. What you got in your mind? You don't have to tell me the details. Just give me, two possible. It's somewhere up north and toward the east, you know.
Okay, I'm from New Orleans, but I'm living in Clearwater, Florida, and my sister lives over in the Destin area. I also have friends in Asheville, North Carolina, And I also have a friend in Boulder, Colorado, so I was kind of, you know, just
Let me tell you, North Carolina looms, you know, to the forefront, but I see it being like, I see something taking place to the, it will be to the west, you know, maybe just off the coast of North Carolina, by some mountains,
mm-hmm.
maybe the Appalachian area.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, and I'm also hearing something about some income property, some timeshare, you know, some sort of joint venture. But I see North Carolina, what's next to North Carolina? Tennessee? Somewhere in that region, you know, the West Coast.
Okay.
South of me?
West Coast or the East Coast?
North Carolina? North Carolina, but I see the West Coast, near the bottom part, southwest coast of that area. You know what I'm saying? The reason I'm trying to look at this map that I'm seeing, it might not even be in North Carolina, you know, that bottom portion of North Carolina. You know,
yeah.
some reason there's a circle around that area, somewhere in that region.
Okay. Okay.
You know, is that where the Appalachians are, that area?
Mm-hmm.
Because I keep hearing something like the Appalachians, you understand? It'll be
mm-hmm.
terrain and mountains.
Okay.
That's Asheville. Okay. Isn't Asheville like
what
that?
And
you know why you're saying West Coast too, Ruth? Because
what?
Asheville has a very, I think they're kind of like on the ley line with Sedona, Arizona.
Yeah.
And all of that, they're on that ley line, and it's a heavy metaphysical area. And I think she resonates with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for some reason, I can see North Carolina, but it's that lower portion.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost in my mind, I can see a circle around it.
It's close to that tri-state area, where it's North Carolina, Georgia, and Tennessee.
Is that Tennessee? Right. You know, it would be a Tennessee, North Carolina hookup, but down the
mm-hmm.
lower. The one thing is a mountainous region. And then
mm-hmm.
I'm here in Appalachia.
Mm. Okay, that sounds great. And,
you can run it.
Have
you recognized what I'm saying? Recognize what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm happy to hear that. Because I'm telling you, I'm looking at this map, and they're telling me, you know, you're going to be doing
mm-hmm.
purchasing store-bought items. It's sort of funny how they say it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good relationship. Say what?
Mm-hmm. That
what
sounds
saying,
great.
Amy?
I said that sounds great.
So you know what?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, sweetheart. We so appreciate you holding on yesterday, and we wanted to make you our first caller, but we need to move on because
there are so many people
waiting. I hope we answer
Thank
some
you.
Questions for you for 2013.
Thank you so much, and God bless.
God bless you,
Thank
too.
You, Amy. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We're going to go to our next caller. Oh, I'm hearing fireworks. All right.
I'm sorry about that. I live in Miami. There are no gun control laws tonight.
Oh, my goodness. They're celebrating already. Hello, Woody from Connecticut. How are you this evening?
Fine, how are you?
Wonderful. So what's your question tonight?
This is one of what she sees for me in 2013.
That's a broad statement, Woody. What do you want me to see for you? Talk about it. Help me out here. You got 12 months going on here now. Pinpoint. Give me a pinpoint so I can, you know, give you an answer that you like to hear. You know what I mean? I give you an answer. You understand? You just asked me to throw a pin into the universe. Help me out here.
I guess relationship or career-wise.
Oh, okay, you hitting the spot, you know. I do see you moving away from a relationship, to set things up, you know, to satisfy, you know, to settle, to make a type of settlement. You know, I do see you moving away from a relationship. And this relationship is unusual because it was almost as if it was with somebody, and if somebody relates to money, a material thing. But I do see you moving ahead. And, you know, you'll be, let me see. You're moving. Also, I'm picking up you're going to be moving from back where you came from. You understand? And you are. Next year, you'd be better able to explain to yourself, you know, the situations and things that took place this year. A long time since you've been able to select and have an individual, you know, explanation, a spirit of your own. Because in the past you have been sort of like lost in some sort of confusion. You sort of mastermind a plan to get out and to sort of be on your own. Is this ringing a bell with you?
Yeah.
Talk to me, Woody. Help me out here.
Yeah, you're right.
Go ahead and tell me. Okay, okay. When you're in this position on your own, right, you'll be quite capable of standing tall. And a lot of this takes place after March, April, you know, and on down to September, where I see you also, you're doing some serious changes. You know, you'll be moving along. You follow me? But that there's an area in that time that's almost like a blackout. You understand? An area in which you can pinpoint. And things sort of brighten themselves, settle down, and open up September. But right now, it may seem slow, but they're moving along.
Okay.
You will be getting back on track again. Okay?
Okay.
You're definitely moving. You didn't need to know that, right?
Well, I don't want to move, so.
Yeah, you know, because it's a situation here. You know, this is a prosperity circle reading, and we talk about prosperity. And you have had in the past some dependency, you know, financial dependency, and that's you're going to be on your own, and your financial situation is going to be complete. You're going to be on your own financially, okay?
Okay.
You'll be saying, well, that settles that.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, darling. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thanks so much, Woody.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Annette from Boston, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. Happy New Year. Do you have a question for Ruth?
Yes, my question is in regards to romance for 2013.
All right, give me another sentence to go along with that. Okay. I need some excitement, someone to stimulate me with this. Help me out here. Give me another sentence. What you thinking about? What's on your mind?
Oh, gosh, what's on my mind?
Romance, that's what you said. But, you know, what about money?
Will I be getting any?
I don't know why y'all just don't ask. Everybody out there, ask me about the money. I get so many calls, and people talk about everything but what they call for, which is the money. Let's keep it real. Can nobody see you, darling? Okay?
Okay.
You understand? Nobody's watching people. You can ask about the money. It's okay.
Well, actually, I've the thing, you know what? The thing I concentrate too much on that, so, you know, I don't want to talk about that because I concentrate too much on it anyway.
But that, you know what's happening is that it comes up in the reading. I guarantee you that's all that Ruth was hearing. Money, 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 because you
I'm like, well, why you don't ask about the money? Because, you know what? I do see you financially content. I see, you know, you financially content, a female person in your life is financially content. And I see a lot of love. I see a lot of, there's some stuff here that looks good, but it seems like for some reason you want to reject it. You know,
oh,
there's
wow.
a person in your life. You know, there's a person. Hello, there's a step on a toe. You understand? You know, something going on here in which you don't, you know, it's okay, but you want to leave it. You understand? You got some doubts about it. You know, and you're looking at the situation, it must be hopeless. And but you're connected to this individual. You know, and a lot of it has to do with the finance and the money department. You understand?
Wow.
But you just want to make a change.
Yes,
you understand?
I do.
And there's someone
yes.
that's giving you, see how much easier it is for me to help you? You know, just lay
yes.
it on the table, girl. Let it all hang out. This is New Year's Eve, whatever, Bill. Okay? Because I can feel it anyway, yeah? You know, so, you know, you don't have to camouflage it because it's not going to work well for you. You follow
right.
me? You know, you
yes.
have your bond. You have a bond and a bond with a man that has some money. He's a, you know, and there is more money coming in. Money, it's you're like, you're taking a negative approach, you know, attitude, right?
Okay.
You know,
okay.
there's someone here that you befriended and you want to get away, you understand? And your longings, right?
Yes.
If you apply yourself, you can move outside this relationship. You understand?
But I'm not in a relation. I'm not in that relationship yet.
Huh? No.
I want you
get off this phone. I want you to give what I just told you some thought, okay? You follow me?
Yes.
I'm looking at this. I'm looking at your relationships with, when it comes to money, I see your relationships with other people with money.
Okay.
Okay, you back on, we back on track?
Yes.
Okay, all right, Don. That's more like it. Thank you. Help. Let me, moving. You're going to be able to rely on yourself financially, okay?
Good.
There you
good.
Go. Okay. All right, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Man, that's the answer you really want. You know, for all of you people out there who are calling me, they don't call me tell the truth for nothing, because a lot of times you ask this question, and that's not the question that you want to ask. Do yourself a favor. We only have about 30 seconds. Let's keep this real and keep it moving and keep it right, okay?
All right.
Okay. And
bless
you. Love you, darling.
Yes,
take honey. Care, all right?
I will. You too. God bless.
Thank
God bless you. Happy New Year.
Okay. So, Ruth?
I'm present and accounted for.
Oh, good.
You got me, girl.
All right. I love it. Hey, this is Ruthie from New York. So, it's Ruth to Ruthie.
I like that. This is my name mate.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, Ruthie? What's on your mind? Keep it real, Ruthie, okay? Nobody can see you. You can say what you feel, all right, darling?
Okay. I'm really bad with love, and like I met a nice gentleman, but I'm not sure if he is the right person for me. And I probably wouldn't know because I haven't had too many great relationships with men. So I wanted to know, what do you think? Is this person the right person for me?
He might be Mr. Right for you right now. You know, I just love the way your sisters come in and be talking about, is he Mr. Right? And you be thinking like, you know, permanently, eternally. You know, he's Mr. Right now. You understand? And he would you know, that's enough.
Oh, my God.
Don't get yourself stressed out. You know, it's like, you know what they told you and what you expect, it ain't for real. You know, we run a temp service when we come in and out of people's lives. you understand? It's like, it ain't real. That's, you know, that soulmate and this is going to be my man forever. Since they told that story, life is taking a change. You understand? That don't seem to be the new format.
Yeah.
Okay, we enter the modern family era, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And right now, and like, YouTube, your financial situation is going to be okay, all right?
Okay.
There is a relationship in which you were involved in, a couple of them, you know, and you almost get night sweats over it. You understand? The stressing yourself out. you know, you want information and you've been blinded about it, but life is going to set everything right, you know. Uh-huh. You almost have like an institutionalized lifestyle, you know. Move into a new direction on a new path, and, you know, it will help you to eliminate lonely. And you're going to be, you can be happy, you know. You have to plant your own plant, you know. Set up your own garden, lay down your own soil. You know, there's men around you, and you're lucky because there's men around you with money. You understand? There's work relationships here. There's financial balance. You know, you have a bond with money. You know, bond, you're bonded by financial situations, right?
Mm-hmm.
Plan on letting love come in your life. You understand?
Okay.
You have very strong lifeline guide, you know, guidelines, and, you know, it leaves you, you know, unhappy.
I know.
You know, you may have a tendency to think most of the men want something, you know. You know, they want something. They,
but
you know,
always
like,
my mindset, that's like, I don't know if I don't know how to say it, but, you know, at the basis of what I think, you know, at the end of the day, I'm always questioning, like, what is this?
Yeah, does he really want to use me or something like that? Of course he wants to use you, and of course you want to use him, okay? You know, men don't come into women's life with a blank sheet of paper and an empty tray. You know, like with a bowl full of food on it, like, you know, they're traveling in there to just receive. You know, the loneliest women in the world are usually the most selfish women in the world. You know, they're like thinking that, you know, well, this man's in my life, is he going to take some from me? If you over 50, give it to him. Okay, go ahead on. You know, you're lonely, you know, whatever. I'm saying this lightheartedly and I'm joking. You understand? But so many women are lonely because they hang on to this type of concept that, you know, they're going to be used or taken. You know, nobody can use you or take you. You follow me? You can only grant them what you want and give them what you will. You know, just remember that when men come into women's life, especially on this end of the spectrum, and always, they also are looking for something. Can he give you what you want in exchange for you giving him what he wants? You understand? Don't you think that sort of balance out the situation?
That's what I'm kind of looking for, but I don't know.
You don't know what? You don't know
I kind of figured that out, that, you know.
You know, you carry a very strong mindset, and unfortunately, I'm going to hit you now. Some of the stuff you be thinking about is irrelevant.
Okay.
You know, if you don't be careful, they might be considered personality flaws.
All right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to get some luster going here, all right?
Okay.
You know, put some shiny buttons on your shoes or something, you know? Glam up.
Okay.
We have men all around you. You understand?
And you have
found men at least several hundred times, okay?
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Think about it. You know, what happened? You know, they showed up, right? You have found them. And you are 100% matrimony material.
Wow.
Okay. Thank you.
You know, but for you, money is the main issue. Lifestyle can be very individualistic, okay?
Okay.
Call me next year, girlfriend.
All right.
I wouldn't wait that long.
Okay, it was next year like that.
That's tomorrow. Ruthie, oh, thank
oh,
you.
Oh, oh, it ain't even about
so
tomorrow. Okay, Ruthie, listen, Happy New Year, sister, and call me now.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we can talk about this a little long, okay, dear?
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, my God. Erin from Florida. What's happening?
Hey, I was wondering if you could give me a message for a friend. Her name is Maggie, and she's having apparently some financial problems. She's not she hasn't been able to find work that brings in enough money that she was hoping to get, and she's a little little down in the mouth about it. Do you have anything for her?
Maggie, keep talking so I can pick up more on her energy. What calls her down and out?
Pardon me, boy, what?
What calls her down and out? Because I'm trying to pick up her energy. Give me a couple of little, give me a little more information on what caused Maggie to have her financial situation.
She said that she sent out 100 resumes. She said that she's just hasn't, you know, she's not making enough money to be able to, you know, feed her family apparently, the way she'd like to. And she said that she sent out like 100 resumes, and she's got a degree in nursing, and she's been trying to do clerical. And she just isn't having a lot of luck finding something, apparently.
Maggie also likes to have a lot of stuff around her. You understand? Maggie wants a whole lot. You follow me? She's the type of woman that has big dreams, big plans, you know. One thing about her, you can tell Maggie she will be moving in order. She has to move in order to make the type of money that she wants, you know.
Okay.
And she has to also become very serious about her assets. You follow me? She got to make some decision, you know.
Okay.
The things that's happened to her, she bought on herself.
Right.
She's a very lucky individual, you know. But she likes to invest in things, you know. Timeshares, marketing, you know, adventures. You know how you go out and you spend money on dreams, and there's always somebody out there selling you one? You understand?
Right.
You know, and, you know, she can have a tendency to have a lifestyle that's too lavish.
Okay.
You know?
Well,
What now?
I was going to say, I gave her a message from my guides, and she didn't like it. She was actually pretty upset by it, and they pretty much said what you just said, so I don't know if she's going
to
take the message.
There you go, she asked, and she wants you to tell her what she wants to hear.
You know,
she wants what she wants, and she wants it by any means necessary. You know, so, you know, keep it moving. You follow me? Come, Maggie is going to be moving. It's okay.
Okay.
You know, don't stress yourself out, you know. And, you know what time it is when you said it, right? Do like me. Keep both feet on the ground. Explain it to them. And, you know, you're not here to put people in their comfort zone. When all they want in life is to be outside of it.
Right. Okay.
You know, but in your case, you need to start having more of a strong relationship with yourself.
Okay.
You brought about pleasure to many people in your lifetime. You understand? And and what about your health? Have you been coughing? You have some neck problems?
I've been having some intestinal problems. I've got an infection in the lining of my intestine right now.
There's something going on with your neck too. You understand?
Somebody else said that too. I really don't know. It hasn't been bothering me, but I had a neck injury. I had a neck injury a few years ago, but it hasn't been acting up recently. I had some annular tearing and so the curvature of my neck isn't quite right, but it hasn't really been bothering me too much recently. It might in the future, I guess. I've heard about that like two or three times.
It was definitely, all right, you know, and you hear about it before. You know, you harbor a lot of emotional struggles. You follow me? You know,
okay.
But, you know, you have to become a plain talk individual. You understand?
Okay.
And you bring about complicated people in your life. You understand?
Okay.
Stress, you know, you have to remove it, right? Because the energy is going to force you to have a situation where you're going to have maybe a neck or spinal alignment. And your situation with money is messy, you know? And be, you know, check out your, you know, get rid of some of these people around you and deal with yourself, right? Check out with your lymphatic system. You
check out my what?
Check out your lymphatic system. Go to the doctor. Check out your lymphatic system, right? And if you start some coughing, it's gonna coughing, right? is going right. to, it's going to be a symptom of something that you've had, you know, that you, some, maybe possibly some sort of disease you had in the past. Okay?
Okay.
And it, your situations in terms of your health come in from outside that's, and they're based on messy relationships. You got me?
It's based on what, I'm sorry?
Messy relationships. I said your health issues
right.
and the complications which you have physically
right.
has to do with the way you align yourself with other people's struggles.
Okay.
Move away from messy relationships.
Okay.
And you go because it causes you to have problems with the lining of your stomach and your small intestines. And, you know,
okay.
you're making yourself sick physically. You know, because everything that's visible health-wise at some point came into your body from, you know, from an invisible energy.
Right. Okay.
You know, you understand?
I'm doing
you
my
know,
best to try to have, you know, positive, more positive and not take on other people's problems. I'm trying to do that.
I want you to go buy you about a 6 feet tall eraser. Understand? It's going to be imaginary. You understand? A great big imaginary eraser, right? And when they
right.
come forward, start erasing them out of your life.
Okay.
What's your sign?
What's my sign?
Yes, your birth sign.
Leo.
Oh, my goodness. Major stress factor, okay?
Yeah.
You know, go ahead and get along with your own life, okay? You know.
Okay.
Presentations, right? Presentations, you know? Placing things in position, you know, strong-willedness. You understand?
Right.
Too many people end up with relying on you, but you know, find out why you like this. You get my point? You know, because I
yeah.
see a lot of your situations, you stumbling in.
Okay.
You know? But you know why you stumbling in? Because you're busy being in charge.
Oh, my God. Erin, did you get an earful from Ruth tonight?
I that was very helpful. I think she's absolutely right.
Okay, precious. Do you do readings?
Not well.
So,
yeah, but you know, like you're the type of person that makes a good friend. Okay, Erin. And listen, have a happy New Year. Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right.
You're
bye-bye.
More than welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so we're going to Becca from North Carolina.
And all you Leos, stop trying to control. Okay?
Hey, Becca, what's happening? Are you there?
Hey, Happy New Year, y'all.
Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year.
What's going on?
Becca, what's
hey.
Your sign?
I'm a Pisces.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, I love Pisces.
Me too. Becca, what's happening, girlfriend?
I'm interested in my love life. In particular, there's a certain man that I was dating for 9 years, and he broke up last spring. And really, I feel like he's coming back, and had a bunch of signs that he was, and was hoping that it was going to be before the holidays, and just if you see anything regarding my love life.
You said you were with this man for 9 years. That's a very strong friendship. I don't know. Seems like I don't like giving out this type of news New Year's Eve. When he departed, he sort of said lights out.
Pardon?
He ended it when he left this time. It's almost like I'm hearing you say lights out, you know?
He changed lights
out? It was a lot going on in this relationship, you know, but
yeah.
Bottom line, it was a friendship. And you relied on this person a lot, you know? And most of the time it was bought, you know, your reliance on him was brought about based on loneliness, you know? And you accepted some things in terms of this relationship which you shouldn't have, you know? You know, in this case, I see two strong-willed and strong, two strong-minded, you know?
Yeah.
But in this situation, it was almost as if, you know, he said, listen, this relationship is marriage, has got to do, deal with it, it's going to end it, you know? And, you know, he found everything your fault, you know?
Yeah.
You know, totally, you know? And, you know, he has moved, you know? But at this point in time, you're going to be relying on your friends for some more emotional support and help, you know? But as a result of this, you're going to end up becoming a stronger individual. You understand what I'm saying?
I mean, I'm very independent and always have been, though. I didn't rely on
him. You're also very bossy, you know? You know, find your sense of direction, you understand, so you can do things up front and straight in people's faces. You get my point?
Yeah.
You have to personally get some leverage with a lot of your own emotional issues. You know, more money or more of an individualistic lifestyle, you know? And at this point in time, you know, like I can almost feel you have a lot of energy that's been depleted. You know, this year is going to be a year when you will be getting your own personal back on track.
Okay.
You know, and be careful about your lungs. You understand? And be cautious, okay? Because there might be some health issues there, especially the one on, you know, the one on the right side along your back.
Okay.
You know, your money management style also has, you know, caused a lot of falling out. Has caused a lot of falling out. Okay.
Falling out of the relationship.
Just falling out with people, period, you know. Your attitude, your money management, you know, in terms of lifestyle, there's going to be some changes in that, you know.
Oh.
You know how you
for
the way
better?
You live and the way you think, what, dear?
For the better?
What happens is that in your situation, it requires you to have more money, more money, more money, more money. You understand? And you're very, very strong-willed, you know? And, you know, like, relax, you know? Sometimes you can be so on the edge that if a person sneezes, you fly off your handle, you know? Move into a more, what's the word I want to use? Don't be so competitive.
Huh.
It's, you know, sometimes when you're wrong, it's almost like, say, I was wrong, but it's all right, okay? Next, I'm trying to get you there for next year, you know. You know, because, you know, you got this back and forth attitude about life. Next year, right, is going to bring you in to a lifestyle and these things that have happened to you where your life is going to, situations are going to require that you have more structure. You follow me? You're going to have what you're going to be doing is you're going to stop following the leader. You know, because if not, loneliness, you will allow loneliness to eat you alive. You understand? And use your lungs as a reference point to what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, okay? Okay?
Okay.
And,
okay.
You know, you got me, and, you know, I'm also tapping you on the shoulder and saying, oh, watch out, back problems going on here. You follow what I'm saying? Respiratory. You straighten out that, you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm talking about. Tighten up, okay? You're going to be back.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
You know
thank
what
you.
I'm talking about. I'm leaving a lot of blanks, but you're getting the other 50%. Aren't you?
Okay.
All right.
Happy New Year.
Okay, darling.
Happy New Year,
thank
Becca.
You. Happy New Year.
Bye.
Okay, this is Linda from Boston.
Hello.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
My question was two things. It's a two-part. One is career and one is love. And so I didn't know where to start from because you said keep it real, so I don't know where to begin
keep
from.
Keep talking. You know, the more you talk, you know, I'm going to break in anyway, right? But
okay,
you know,
so
like,
my husband and I, in the last year, it has been very funky, very just nasty, and we're kind of in a place where we love each other, but it's just hard. And so I'm wondering.
Have you been married around 7 years, or what's with the 7 years?
We will have been together 7 years in February.
Okay, all right. I just pulled you in. Go ahead, keep talking.
I'm just feeling like I'm tired and I'm willing to compromise, but I can't do it by myself. And I feel like he's kind of waking up to see that there are issues. And I just want to know if
you know what? You treat this marriage, right? Like, you know, he's under foster care. Okay. That makes sense.
Each
subject is a binding issue for you. You understand? You know, emotional turmoil, you know?
Right.
And if you had played your cards right, you know, things would have been set and you would have been on Easy Street now, you know? You know, but you're very strong will. There was a lot of lying going on here, you know?
Yeah.
And it caused a bunch of emotional setbacks. You okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You know, you are lucky you're living. And so long as you keep this attitude up, your relationships are going to be fly by night. You're extremely strong-willed, you know. But in the meantime, you can make people very, very happy. Because when push comes to shove, you can be the court gesture. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Bossy. You know, this guy can't compete with you. You know, you're blaming him, but he can't compete with you. You know? You know how to rack it up. You know what I'm saying? You're loud and in charge, which is not a bad place to be. You understand?
Right.
You know, he's no competition with you. You understand?
Right.
Your demise. There's no level there, so you gotta know what time to give him a break if you want him to stay there, you know.
So it's
well, you know, you're complaining about him now. You know, you're saying he's lackluster. You know. And, you know, you're thinking I lost too much time with this individual. You understand?
Right.
You got some very strong marriage issues going on here. You know. You're in charge. It's like, you know, y'all got to get rid of some bad habits, right?
Right.
Lots of bad habits, okay? And then the love will come back in the relationship.
So
you know what I'm talking about, okay? I'm looking at you, but I'll be in public a little bit, right?
I mean, that's okay. I've used a different name to protect the innocent.
You know what you got to stop. You know, you got some things that you do that are social things that cause you to argue. You follow me? Fight, you know, fuss. You know, there's some substance abuses here, you know, and but you love each other.
Right.
And usually I'm talking about drugs or alcohol and arguing and fighting and still being in love. And then there's a dependency here where he has to come to you for money. You know, so the whole situation gets to be turned off balance.
Ooh.
You get my point? But,
right.
You know, the way y'all set up the situation is almost as if you got an appetite for depression. You know? boom. And, but your financial situation got messed up, rocky, especially issues with your home. And it's, you know, you have to, you're the stronger person in this relationship. You know, when it comes to the money, the material, and the things, you know, of that substance, you got to take care of that, right? That's going to always be your department. You understand? He's a very masculine energy male, and he is your balance. You know, like you thought at some point in time he would be a springboard. It's never going to happen, right? So you're going to always have to stay in the position of being in charge, which is okay. You understand? He's very powerful, right? But you have to protect himself, yourself, from his masculine energies. You get my point? It's like a, you know, this right here is like a turning point. You know, get your power back that you gave away because you wanted to. And nobody really even asked you to. You follow me?
Right.
Are you still with me, Linda?
No. I'm you know, when elders speak, you listen. So I'm being quiet. That's all.
Okay, Bob. Okay, so do you follow me?
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes.
Okay, you're the strong person in this relationship, so you have to stay in that position.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Okay, we got about 500 people behind you, but sure you can. Go right ahead.
Okay. So when you say stay in this position, it seems like my strength is going against me. So do I need to I'm not going to say pull back, but the it's like if my level of energy, the way that I deal with things, it's creating arguments. So do I take a more feminine approach to my strength?
I don't even think you got one. You follow me?
I have to. You know what it means.
You have a situation here where the man is not equal to you. You know, but in the meantime, because of his masculine, he can bring you balance. But you, when you turn around and you want him to be in charge, right? And you know, it complicates situation because he's not qualified. You know, you understand, which is it's okay. You know, you don't get to come on the planet and be the type of woman you are, right? You're the manifestor, right? And then you know, like, this is what you're going to usually attract to you because you are the strong individual. You know, so you're going to have to find a balance within yourself to bring the relation back. You probably put too much responsibility on him. You know, but in the meantime, you are also capable of supplying him and yourself and everybody else with what they needed. You know, but when you do stuff like that, you look around and you're like, darn, I want to get it back. You follow me? But who gave first? Who put yourself out there?
Right. So I gave too much, too soon.
You gave first, but after you finish giving, right, you expected a certain amount back, and you expect it back from an individual who couldn't give it to you from Jump Street. He was never qualified to give you what you wanted. But you were going to, you know how you're going to build a man? You're going to make it happen? And you strong-willed it on top of it? You know,
okay.
Back up. Back up in order to get your balance back, okay?
I hear you, sis. Will you be providing information on how to get contact for private readings after this?
I do sell readings. Call Cynthia, the 1-800 number.
800-400.
I don't do them free all the time. Y'all aware?
Oh no, I wasn't thinking free.
No. I call these free readings. I'm being lighthearted. You know, trying to be lighthearted. You know, yes, you can reach me for private reasons. And Cynthia will give you the information, okay?
Thank you, sis.
And then we can really battle it out.
Yes,
ma'am. Girlfriend, I got all your personality attributes, so I know all about you. When I was talking about you, I was talking about Roosh. Okay, Linda.
Linda, you okay?
What's your astrological sign?
I'm an Aquarius.
Oh my God! Call me, girl. Okay, we got work to do. Happy New Year, Linda.
You too.
All right. Okay. So, wow. She said she used another name, so I guess she knew you were going to be Raw Ruth with her tonight, huh?
I don't care. She couldn't even, she didn't have to give me her name, okay? In about another hour, I'll be real, real.
I know.
I'm enjoying this. And, you know, I hope the people that are calling in will understand. You know, I cannot deal with, you know, like giving you what, you know, sweet talking, what you want to hear, because that ain't really going to help you out. You know, and it's not even really what I do.
No.
You follow me?
Yes, most definitely. That's why I tell people, if you're not ready to hear the truth, don't call in. Because, but really and truthfully, Ruth, that's when the healing begins, when they can face the ugly stuff. Face it. Face the stuff that you're hiding. You know, there's a book that we did on our book study called Spiritual Partnership, The Journey to Your Authentic Self. And the whole thing is facing your fears. Because all of that crap that you're fearing, and even in her situation, she has attracted that relationship to her. She was a giver, and this person was a taker. And she freely gave, and now she's in a big mess.
But you know, basically it's okay. It's, you know,
if she can,
you know, you have, you know, like, you know, you can't put, you know, it's your expectations, right? You have to look at everything for real and, you know, uncomplicate the situation by balancing it yourself, making it right.
Exactly.
You understand? Every time you meet in a relationship with a person, just because it's a man don't mean that you're really, really, in terms of the material things, which is the woman's playing, going to be, you know, equal. Sometimes her playing cards are stronger.
Right.
You know, and basically it's strong because of the things that she wants. Her material wealth was brought on by the things she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But she was able to give them to herself, you know.
She's a great manifester, and that's a positive thing. But, you know, we've been fed this thing, this fairy tale of the Cinderella syndrome, you know, where this guy is going to come and he's in a shining knight in armor and going to take care of us. But on the other side of us, we want to be full, you know, fully express who we are and our capabilities as women. So it's really that's a big issue. But those relationships come into our lives so that we can grow. So rather than us looking at it in a negative way and that this is really screwed up, we can say, learn from this and move on. So we're going to go to Shauna now. Shauna, you called last night, Shauna?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hi. What, do you have a question for Ruth?
I would like to ask Dr. Reggie. Can I ask him?
Yeah, let's see if we can get Dr. Reggie on the line.
Okay, thank you.
Ma'am, what's your question?
Oh, hi, Dr. Reggie.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
It's going to be a good year.
I hope so. You feel
it will
be good. Okay, I have a question to you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see for me and my friend? It's a male friend, and our communication was kind of complicated in the last 2-3 months. I didn't communicate much to him. He's not in the picture. He's not close to me. I don't see him at all.
Did he leave you?
Did he leave? No, he didn't say anything. We were not, like, living together. We were not, like, in a strong relationship. He was just a friend.
Just a good friend. But
no,
you really care about
him.
It feels like it's something stronger. But you know what? It is what it is. And I feel a separation, a gap between you two. But you know what? That's temporary. That's only temporary. Not to worry about it. I feel spiritually that he's got a growing to do and you have some growing to do. And it's not end. It's not terminated. It's a time to now germinate, to grow, and to think about what's happening with him. I feel like something in his family has prevented him, too, from really coming full circle. If it's a mom or a dad or a sibling, something happens somewhere that's stopping him from coming forward. But it's going to be okay. That friendship will be rekindled again. So that's nothing to worry about.
How soon I may hear from him? Because all the holidays I was hoping to talk to him, he didn't show up.
That's okay. Let him go through this process. Let him go all the way through it, whether it's getting his money together, getting his life together, getting things together for himself, family issues, all those things are bothering him. But you know what? It's going to be okay. Even where friendship can't make things happen for him and you, let him heal himself.
Yeah, sure. No, I know exactly what's going on,
right.
Why he could be busy, but do you have any time frame when...
Yes, I do. It feels more to me like the beginning of February, because this month is really tough, going to be crazy too.
Yeah.
And he'll have a long explanation to sit down to meet you and sit down and talk about things.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Rizzi.
Right.
I really appreciate it. And my best wishes to you in next 2016.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Okay.
It's a good thing she didn't ask me, because I would have said, he's a womanizer, honey, and he's home with his wife.
See,
oh, my God.
Ruth, you're so sweet.
We can dress you up, Ruth, but can we take you anywhere, huh?
No, you cannot take me out. No.
Oh, my God.
Ruth is so wrong.
I'm so wrong for that. I apologize, but I ain't going to lie to you, okay? That's where it is, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
You
all right.
Don't stress yourself out, Nick.
We have Judy on the line from Atlanta. Hi, Judy.
Hi.
Hi, Judy.
How are you?
Good.
I'm
how
fine.
You doing, sweetheart?
Judy, what's your sign?
You
well,
can...
Excuse me?
What
yes,
sign
I'm
are you?
I'm Aquarius, and I want to know what's going to happen financially and romantically for 2013.
Oh,
okay. I'm going to help me handle this, okay, because I'm telling you.
What I see, Junior, the first thing, starting with the financial thing, there's been lots of stuff. Now, here's the issue that Spirit's telling me. You can't get something for nothing. Don't always try to sue people. Don't try to find a way to attack the government or try, I need my money, I'm going to get this money. Don't do that. Money is energy. Money is energy. God is energy. Let's talk about the truth now. Talk about going with raw roof. That's very true. When you're dealing with your money, when you want something very badly, no matter how much money it is, when you have a desire and your desire matches that of the thing you're looking for, when they come together, then it works. We can't sneak. We can't gamble. All those things are great. They're great. Everything's a gamble in life. When it comes to money, your financial situation, see yourself in being happy in every situation you meet. Your house, your car, and your money, and your love life, see yourself and feel yourself being happy. Because if you don't, you won't get it. Number one, this is a brand new year and a brand new opportunity for you to start over again. No matter what, you can start over again. And this is a chance for everybody. Number two, your financial, your love life is important. But loving yourself is the most important thing first. And then attracting the man that you want in your dreams. For some reason, men that you are attracted to have always been entertainers. High-profile kind of people in terms of everything you go to see. Going to see The Temptation. Going to see Harold Melvin and Blue. I'm going to see all these people. Those people are entertaining to you. Also, ooh, that would be nice to be with him. Ooh, yum. So you have these fantasies in your mind, and then nothing's wrong with that. But if you don't believe it, and see it only as a fantasy, and poof, in a puff of smoke, it disappears. It will. See yourself in a very concrete, firm, loving, strong, and viable relationship, and God will grant you the desires of your heart, and you know that.
You still there, Judy?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
Ruth, you got something to add to that? Okay. Hold on now, Judy, okay? Hold on.
Okay.
All right.
You know, Judy, I wanted to say, you know, don't try so hard when it comes to men. You understand? You know.
I know.
Yeah.
She doesn't. They just run after her.
No. What is it with you with your back out? Does that ring a bell? Why do I keep hearing back out?
Well, I do have problems medically with my back.
Hmm.
I injured my back at work.
Okay. You have issues too with like joint pains or something?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Is that, you know, this thing's a border into your life, you know, by money issues. Do you understand? You know, and money issues have a lot to do with your relationship, you know. Sharing, you know, you get involved in a lot of investments, you know, like timeshares, you know, loan issues. Hello?
I'm here. No timeshares, but I do have some real estate.
Okay. A lot of the stuff in which you deal with money, you know, the way you see money, you know, the way you use money, you know, it has interfered with you having long-term relationships.
Okay.
You know, because they, you know, it's sort of like, people will come in, they meet you, and then when it comes, you know, time to, you know, when this money things come up, you know, you sort of surprise them by their attitude, you know. And they, you know, they back out. You know, they don't want to stay in long terms, right?
I don't know.
You know,
they
like,
can't pay the bills, they can't stay.
No, it's more to it than that, you know. It has to do, I mean, take it serious. Take it serious. You understand? Your relationships are running amok because of money issues. That's for real. You understand what I mean? We need to get together and talk, you know, basically about your attitudes. You understand? And, you know, working out things, in, you know, in terms of your dealing with money. You know, that's the way you think. You know, this is playing a big role in your romance. Are you following me? You know, you probably can bring up, you know, some subjects from in the past, you know.
Well,
but that,
okay.
That's been one of the main issues. You understand? Are you following me? Does it ring a bell to you? When you get into these relationships, no, when you get into a relationship, right?
Uh-huh.
Some point in time, finance, right, has been inserted and it's caused a problem.
What, because if the finance don't work out on their part, I go on to the next person? That's a problem.
Oh, okay. I got you. It's, you know, it's more detail than that. You understand? It has to basically deal with your dealings. You know what I'm saying? Where you deal, the way you deal with these things. Basically.
Okay.
You know, and if you want romance, you know, until you can sort of reevaluate this and the way you see things, you're gonna be alone for a long time.
Well, I'm not alone. It's just that I can't find someone who financially wants the same things that I want, and I don't feel like I have to deny myself because they can't provide when I can provide, you know, myself.
Okay,
so
what is it? What is it that you're really looking for? Are you looking for a man? Or are you looking for a job? and the man becomes
no,
the podcast.
I'm
job.
Just really looking for a good relationship where someone
okay,
with common right, interest.
You
took
everything you just said to me, right?
Yeah.
Is that you're looking for another paycheck that comes in the form of a man and is camouflaged in romance. You follow me? You wrong for that. You got to find out what you want. You got to find out, you know, what has most substance. You follow me? Nobody
okay.
wants to be hired on as your lover and your second job so that you can purchase these material things you want. Ain't nobody crazy. They ain't going for that. You follow me? It don't, you know, girl, I can get raw with you for real. You understand? It don't work that way no more. You understand what I'm saying? People don't come in, you know, especially after 20 when they don't know, when you young men don't know no better. You get my point? You know, after they done went through about 18 women to your one man, and they move through relationships quicker than women do. You follow me? They hurry up and realize the value and what's taking place with the financing situation. You understand? Like, you know, like, darn. They know what time it is. You know, you understand? This is, you want a partner, a spiritual relationship where you and him are in spiritual harmony, or do you want a job? You need to get a better house and a new car in this so you can look for your man to help you find it. If you thinking that way,
no, I just want someone equal, someone who will
you ain't gonna find nobody equal. Okay, get over it. It ain't gonna happen.
Okay. All right.
I'm serious. You're not gonna find nobody equal. That's
okay.
It.
Well, in the meantime,
they lie to
I'm
you.
Not
they lie to
I'm not
you.
Alone.
Huh? Okay. They lied to you. You know, it's over. They lied to you.
I believe it.
You bought into the dream. You get my point? Cinderella story. No. You know, no, it ain't gonna happen. 9 times out of 10, it ain't gonna happen. There's more women on the planet than there are men, and the majority of the women on the planet, really in the real tip world, they are more. They gather more material things. That you know, that when it comes to material things, a major part of the women, they're the one that get that home and hold it together. You know, and it's just the real true part of the deal. And we lie to protect them. Cover up, you understand? But ask your great-great-grandma. She can tell you that's been going that way for 100 years, thousands of years.
Hey, Judy.
Yes?
We're going to move on to the next caller. Happy New Year, sweetheart.
Happy New
and
Year,
come out,
too.
And Judy, come out of that state of shock you in. I love you.
She's like, I don't believe she talked to me that way. One of the girls on Facebook came on Facebook and left a comment. She said, "I was shocked at what she said to me."
Well, I mean, it's for real. You know,
I know.
True. I mean, like, trust me, I can scientifically prove my data. You know, but we don't have time for that tonight.
No,
you get my point?
Don't go there, Ruth. Don't go there.
It's just a matter of doing the math, keeping it real. You know?
Hey, Crystal, how you doing?
Hi.
You ready for Ruth?
I am.
Okay, take a deep breath.
You sound so sweet.
Thank you.
Crystal, what's your sign?
I'm a Taurus. I'm very excited. Mm-hmm. This is a wonderful show.
Oh, I'm glad you like us. Crystal. Crystal.
Yes.
Besides the man, what's your question?
Is he the man or funny?
Crystal's a rough rider, honey, when it comes to men and being a female.
Hey, she's from California. No,
oh
South Carolina.
Oh, no, OMG.
South Carolina.
Okay. What
is What's up, girlfriend? I got you. I got your number because I'm a Scorpio. Okay? we're at least out the same book.
Okay. I'm a little embarrassed, but okay.
What happened, darling?
My question is about finances.
Go ahead. Oh, I like you. Go ahead. Talk to me.
You.
Tell me something.
I just want to know if you see anything happening with my finances.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Give me some more information. You are a workaholic. Go ahead. What else?
Okay, yes, that is
go
true.
Go ahead. What else?
I don't feel as though I'm compensated for my work ethic. And I'm thinking about getting into some investments. I don't know if that's a wise decision or not. I just need to, because I'm working long hours, but I'm not able to move out of the place where I'm living.
And what kind of work do you do?
I'm a teacher.
What kind of work you do?
I'm a teacher.
Okay. Because I'm seeing a lot of women around you, you know. Oh, money and women. Money and women surrounded that like you. What bell does that ring? Would you help me out?
Right now I live with my mom and I'm with my daughter. I come from a very female-dominated family.
Mm-hmm.
And I work in a female-dominated industry.
Mm-hmm. And you don't work with no... Okay, put it this way. Let me say this part. The women you work with are money women. They got it. You understand? They're like, there's money there.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
a lot of them have been teaching for a long time, so they get paid much, much more than I do.
Mm-hmm. As you know, see, what you got stability and money. You're surrounded by women with money. You know, where are you thinking about leaving? Where do you want to go?
If I,
you want to follow? Is there a man you're thinking about following somewhere? Is a man somewhere you're thinking about going to?
I was, but I don't think that I'm going to do that.
Can you back up and let me ask you that again? Is there a man there you're thinking about going somewhere? Okay, come back up.
I feel as though if I were to move to this other area, that I would have better dating prospects.
Who's the man there? Back it up now. Come on, Crystal.
There's one new guy that I met who lives in this mm-hmm. particular city, and my ex also lives there.
He lives where now?
My ex also lives there, so I don't know which one it is that you're picking up on.
Your ex. Go ahead. Next. Keep talking.
Really?
Keep talking. Come on, we don't have a whole lot of guys. Go ahead.
I'm not taking him seriously.
You're thinking about going to where this man's at. That's a little bit serious. Go ahead. You know, it's on your mind, right? It's a time thing.
If you're
wondering maybe, you know, if I can get there, you know, will we get back together, you know? You know, this guy, you know, I saw there's some womanizing here, right? And it worries you. You follow me? And you worry.
Yeah,
I mean, that situation there with the circle, I put a circle around it, it worries you. You understand?
I don't trust him.
But you love him. You don't trust him, but you love him, right? And you want to know. You want to know about this relationship that he is in or has been in. You want to find out more information. So why don't you ask me about the other woman and him? You know, is he going to stay with her, right? Can you take him back away from her? Go there and you can, all right? Next time you get on the phone, ask me that first, okay?
In my mind... Rationally, I know that there's no, I don't trust him, so there can be no future there because I don't trust him.
Now, who told you that? You can learn to trust him. Who told you that?
He lied so much. He lied about his age, he lied about his job, he lied about everything trying to impress me.
What's his sign?
That's awful. I don't even know.
Okay, when's his birthday? You have an idea?
Yeah, I don't even know. That's sad. I really don't know. His birthday.
He probably lied about it. Or something.
I said
he probably lied about his birthday, too.
He did. He lied. He shaved 10 years off of his age. Sounds unbelievable, but he looks really, really
No,
good.
No, it's not unbelievable. You know what the main thing was? Basically, he didn't have no money. You follow me? And
yes,
he sold you some dreams about money and money coming in and stuff. And anyway, you know what time it is now.
Yeah, but he was giving me money and buying me things and doing all this stuff and overextending himself because he really doesn't have anything.
Right, because he was covering up. You know, he had to make them lies look right. You understand that he was broke. He was broke from day one.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But he wanted you.
Yeah.
He just messed up. Sex was great, whatever. Next.
Hey, Ruth, is that what you mean when he's right for right now?
No, but I mean just in general, you know. Sometimes people are going through transitions. And, you know, they have a broken relationship. And if they had to go through it without this temp man that shows up, right?
Uh-huh.
It would be too crushing emotionally. So oftentimes the universe will send in a temp man or even a temp woman, whatever it is. You understand? You know, it'll be a comfort zone person until your heart can subside.
Isn't that
beautiful? You know, and then once your heart subsides, right, and, you know, you've gotten your balance back, you know, you can say, okay, I want to go back to my real life now. You understand? I got this. I can be a little bit stronger. You know, and it doesn't necessarily have to be sexual. It's nice when it is, but it doesn't have to be.
Right.
You know, but it's the people that get sent in, you know, to become the temporary wind beneath your wings until everything can be all right.
Right.
And this is going to be very well what happened with Crystal.
Yeah. Yeah.
You understand? When you get a situation here where you have approximately 14 women on the physical planet to 9 men, these men get assigned jobs to distribute masculine energy and to help females bring about balance. You know, they were not even created to supply a relationship for a lifetime. And they move in and between and out of women.
Mm.
Mostly in between women. Okay.
Mm. Okay. Well,
okay, Krista, did you understand what I just said?
We're moving on to our next caller. I think she got it, though.
Bye, Crystal. Happy New Year, darling.
Happy New Year, Crystal. Thank you for calling in. Well, okay, let me tell you what the deal is, Ruth. We have not had a break. We need to take a break. I hear you coughing. How are you feeling, sweetheart?
I'm having a good time.
You're having a good time.
I loved it when Reggie came in. Tell him to stop hiding out. It's 14 women to 9 men, okay? Get on the job.
It's a lot of women in this line tonight, I can tell you. We're not going to get to all of these people. That's what I just regret so much, is that we're not going to get.
You know, tell Reggie, get on post. Okay, I need him just to say hi.
Reggie.
Hey, Ruth, I'm here.
Hey, darling. Okay, you got nine men to 14 women. Okay, you got work to do.
Okay. Most of my clients are women. I have 642 of them.
Yeah.
See what I mean? See, that's what we need, more brothers like Reggie. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, I understand it. I understand it.
People say, how is it that you can share you can share him? All these women, one lady was just throwing her boobs all up in his face and everything, and I know he's a boob man. But it's because he has such a loving spirit, and he's really here to help and to heal and it's just amazing. So listen,
you're secure in your relationship.
I'm very secure. He makes me feel like I'm
secure. When it comes to Reggie, you can say, I got this, okay?
I got this. It's
true.
It's very true. Because he makes me feel like a queen all the time.
Right. So you are a queen, Cynthia.
When you love somebody and you love them that much, and it's been over 25 years now of marriage, you have to look back at yourself and say, you know what? We made the right choice. God brought us together, and no matter what happens, nobody can take that away. So that's my security.
It's wonderful.
It is. I love you.
I love you both. I love you. One is the yin and the other one is the yang.
Yeah.
I love you both.
That's right.
So listen, I want to take a break, but I want to let people know how to reach out to you, Ruth. You guys can call our toll-free number, which is 800-401-8129, and press option 1, and I will put you in contact with Ruth. Ruth, raw Ruth, who tells the truth. You can see this woman is wise. If you got man trouble, you want to talk to Ruth. If you got money trouble, you want to talk to Ruth. It's all about Ruth tonight. And listen, I love Dr. Reggie. I have to, you know, both of them. These are their cousins, first of all. So this is a long line of psychic ability here.
It's a long line of nuts. Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay, Reggie, I'm back. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
But, you know, so their styles are very, very different, very different styles. But they're both very, very accurate and cone in very, very, very quickly. So we're going to take a short break so that Ruth can get some water and Reggie can stretch his leg. And then we'll be right back, okay? I hope you guys are enjoying the show. Okay, so we're back. We're back. Hey, Ruth, we're going to go to, where did we leave off here? Lori in California. Did we talk to you yet, Lori?
No. Hi.
Happy New Year.
Excuse me?
Happy New Year.
Yes, you too.
Okay. Laura, what's your sign, darling? Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm a Cancer.
Okay. All right. What's on your mind?
Oh, love life.
Tell me more. Give me a little lead in here.
Okay. Am I going to meet somebody this year? Or somebody.
Did you meet anyone this year? I mean, what's going on in your past?
The relationship. I was in a friendship relationship kind of thing, and it ended. But I mean, been looking for somebody.
All right, next year, love prediction. Next year. You have an interesting thing going on in your life. It's almost as if you have an invisible divine protection that keeps you away from people who lean on you for support, dependency. You run into a lot of individuals, right, that will actually wear you down financially and emotionally and everything because of your caretaking nature. In your case, you bring in people who are not as strong as you. But the universe, for some reason, you know, you have a secret guide out there, right? Mm-hmm. That brings in situation where you can go in and you can help people, but they don't stay for long. You understand? And so, I want you to sort of understand what's taking place in your life. Have you found this to be, do you recognize this, what I'm saying?
Not really. I'm friends with people, but I don't really get too close to people.
Okay, now the people that you're friends with, do you find out that you're a giver?
Oh, I can be, yeah. I like giving, but I will. I don't give as much anymore. I mean, no. I'm not. I give to my friends if I feel they're true friends, yeah. But
okay, in the relationships you've had in the past, when you sit, when you visualize them, in front of you, let's take maybe one or two, right?
Mm.
In the relationships when they were over, did you get more than you gave? Did you get what you wanted?
I don't ask for much. It's just if we get along, we get along, and then if we don't get along, we're not together.
Right. Because what I'm picking up is that you don't have a problem giving. You like to give, and what happens is that you bring in people who are takers. Basically, you attract takers, and, you do give up a lot. Not all that you have, but you do give up a lot. And it's almost at a certain point, right, you have to get rid of them in order to take back your power. Hmm. You follow me? And this comes about with mostly the men in your life, period. It doesn't have to be a lover. It can be other men, family men, relationships.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I do see for you next year, and maybe you've already recognized it this year, there's a working relationship. And that's a very positive relationship. It's going to take about 10 months, to settle itself, and it's going to end up in a love relationship.
Really?
So when you see this person coming in, right,
mm-hmm.
be cool. Stay cool. You follow me? It's a slow process, but it does end up in a very happy relationship, a love relationship, and it's also going to be one that, settles things for you financially. Mm-hmm. It's going to be your turn. You understand? At this time, you're going to be on the receiving end of this relationship in more ways than one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm seeing, right, is it's a good year. It's a good year.
That's good news.
I don't just give out good news, you know, just make you happy. You know,
she doesn't.
I don't want you to come back next year and say I lied to you. Okay. I also see another person coming in. But this person he'll only be around temporary, and he's going to show up temporary, and he will be leaving to actually go back to another woman for some reason. I don't understand what that's about. When I tell you about this other person coming in as a man, you know, it could be.
Do I know either one of these people?
The second person could even be someone who's younger, like 9 years younger. You know, you become, emotionally involved with this person, emotionally involved. But these are like two separate incidents here. It's going to be taking place in the fall of this year. Now, the work relationship that turns into a loving relationship, the only thing that can complicate the issues is money matters. You know, once again, you know, you're very strong-willed. And you want to be in a period of your life at this point in time where you want more money, more money, more money, more money. You follow me?
And I can get it myself. I don't like people giving me money.
No, I'm not even seeing this as a situation. If anybody's going to give any money in this situation, it's going to be you. But I don't even really see you getting in a situation, period, where you're the taker, you're the giver.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to sort of balance yourself by learning to not hold on too tight to relationships. You know, and you grab a lot. You know, you grab at this, you grab at that. You understand? You often bite off more than you can chew. You know, because you're like adventurous. You know, you see things, and you know you want this, you want that. You get involved in that way, and it can weigh you down. You know these people that you cling on to or bring into your life, you become the heavy. You have a lot of stuff going on like that in terms of family issues. You know, I see people relying on you.
So
you know, just be mindful of that because these type of situations can strangle you.
Yeah.
And it's also, check out, you know, back issues. Do you have any signs yet of back issues?
I had a little bit, yeah. I've been seeing a chiropractor.
Right, you know, that came into your life based on struggles with men in your life. You understand?
A girl ran. I got rear-ended.
I don't care, but I'm telling you, back issues, right?
Yeah.
You understand? Because you're struggling. You understand? Because I'm looking at something that was on the right hand side, you're below your waist, like in the hip area.
Mm.
You know, some type of a strain.
Oh, yeah, sometimes.
Right. It's money matters, you know. These things, they come into your life, you know, and they can cause stress factors, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well,
even if somebody ran into you, you were going to have back problems anyway. You got lucky, okay? You got some money for it.
Hey, Lori, thank you so much for calling in tonight and waiting for so long. We've got people waiting here. I hope you enjoyed your session with Ruth.
Can I ask her if I know these people?
Okay, the first person coming in, the first one is a working man. Yeah, you know it.
Okay, thank you.
All righty.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my goodness, Ruth. We're not going to make it. We're just fighting against time.
Cynthia.
What?
We got a whole nother year, darling. We're in the beginning of a new year. We got plenty of time. All my new friends out there, girl, we got time, okay? Just be patient because we got 365 more days showing up in a few minutes.
Okay. 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 I don't know who this is, but can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you good.
Yeah, great. Hello? What's your name?
Bob. Bobby. It doesn't matter who it is.
Okay. Bob or Bobby? Bob. Okay.
Bob, what's your sign?
I'm Aquarius.
What's with the Aquarius tonight? You know you about the
fourth
Aquarius? Huh?
Beats me. I don't know anything about
I find that interesting. Well, if you're Aquarius and you're subject to get online and get the question answered, this is your night. Listen, Bob, what is your question, though?
I guess like everybody else, love life, you know. That's the question du jour, I think.
Who are you telling, man? I'm telling you. And you're the man. You hear all these women? Do you hear all these women, brother?
Yeah, I was listening.
You're in the catbird seat, okay?
I don't know. Well, if you say so.
Let me tell
Now, is the catbird seat a good place or a bad place?
If you're the cat trying to catch a bird, yeah.
Oh,
okay. It's a good place. It's a very good place. I mean, it's a good place for the cat. Anyway, listen.
Meow!
You know, you're funny. You know, I see you get in relationships. You bring in women with money. You brought women that have financial situations. And they're, you know, like, they have a tendency to come in and they almost offer to help you. You understand? But at this point in time, you sort of shine away from that. You want to go to work and make more money yourself, you know. You follow me, and, you know, I do see you having to spend a small amount of money, you know, in order to make things happen just right. And this the thing that's happening just right is a love relationship. I do see a love relationship. You in a relationship now? You got somebody on the wire?
No, nothing really.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Nobody?
Nope.
Are you serious?
Yeah, very.
Bob.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't see you being lonely. I don't see you with nothing. There's something going on here. Okay, let me see. Bob is.
I haven't been dating anybody.
You leave. You know, you get into relationships, and unfortunately, you have to be very careful that you leave because you don't want responsibility. You understand? You have been known to play. You have been known to play the field. You run around. You understand?
Not really.
Yes, you do. Stop telling it to you. And listen, you're going to this magic moment, right? You can fascinate a woman. You go into relationships and you bring in this magic moment, you know, for females. You understand? You give them positive times, you know. You're sensual, you know. But they all seem to have a timeline. But you're extremely lucky, you know. You need a woman, a person, you know, who's, you know, can keep pace with you, basically, you know, sort of back you up, you understand? And make you a marriage-minded man. Next year, you got a lot of women coming through your life. Somewhere between
You mean 2013?
Uh-huh. You're going to have between 7 and 9, right? It's going to be interesting. It's going to be very interesting, you know? You're going to have a lot of women that are attracted to you. You're going to, like, have trouble keeping pace. You know, and you, it's going to be an interesting year. I don't necessarily see you settling down, you know, but you're going to be in a major operation of being exploratory. How old are you?
I'm 51. I'll be 50. How old? I'm 51. I'll be 52 January 22nd.
Have you ever been married?
No, never been married. In fact, I don't really think I've ever really been too successful with women, really. So what you're saying is kind of like...
what I'm saying ain't what you're saying, okay? And if I can line them women up, I think they'd be behind my back backing me up. You're clear, okay? You are a player. You like that.
I don't think I am.
Well, of course you're not going to get on this radio and say you are. You don't think you're a player?
No, I don't. In fact, I know I'm not.
No?
Nope.
How did you manage to stay single for 51 years?
Bad luck, I guess. I always just figured I was just unlucky in love, and the women I meet don't know how to handle a decent guy. There's just, they've been, unfortunately, I've met a lot of women that have been previously abused by some other jerks, and pretty bad, actually. One girl was raped when she was 4 years old by her own uncle repeatedly, and then when later in her life, when I ran into her, I was the only one who ever gave her any respect, and she couldn't deal with it, and I wound up getting, basically, she poked me in the eye. Stole a bunch of money and cheated on me with half the town of Baltimore, I found out later. And so, I mean, that's like, that was the worst of them, of the bunch, but it's like different levels of me taking a bunch of stuff, really, more than, and I don't know, just, I don't really feel like I have been too successful in relationships, to be honest with you.
If your relationships are not balanced, you know, basically, you know, when you go into these relationships, you know, you meet these people now, you have to learn to, it will be helpful, to be able to, you know, like, remove yourself from where you stand to where the female stands and sort of look at it and say, okay, I see what I want. What is it that she wants me to give her? You understand what I'm saying? Get in her position. Instead of going in, you know, looking for what you want, look in her eyes and say, what is it that she wants to give, you know, me to give her? And see, talk about it, you know, bring it to the forefront. See if she's going to get what she wants from the relationship instead of just supplying you what you want. And you're going to be able to find yourself being able to maintain stronger relationships. You know, that's it. Just, you know, change places mentally and emotionally, so that you can understand where the women are coming from. And you can also help to deliver what they want. Ask them. You know, find out why. You know, find out what it is, okay? And that'll help you to play a better and more dual role. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Bob, have a happy new year. I see a lot of women around. I don't know, player.
That's so funny to say that. I don't. Now I'm never
I
really.
See a lot of women around you, player. Okay.
I just want the right one. Right one, you know.
Okay. Find out what, you know, when you go into a relationship, find out what is it that she wants. You know, and then you can also tell her what you want, right? When you meet this right woman, you know, and look for women who are compatible also under your astrological sign. And that way you'd be able to walk right in, straight out, and get more of a balance. Look on the internet or somewhere, find out women who are you're compatible with for your astrological sign. You follow me? That'll give you a heads up. That stuff really, really does work.
Okay.
Okay? I don't All see right. you being that I don't see you being that lonely, Bob. Sorry. I don't see you. Yeah, women like you. Okay.
I mean, I haven't dated anybody in a while. It's been kind of frustrating, really, but I don't know. I'll take what you say over what I'm saying any day, so.
yeah, right. Okay, mine sounds good, don't it?
Yeah, it sounds better than mine, that's for sure.
Okay, no, but, you know, look at it from a different perspective. You follow me? And just, you know, maybe, you know, just look at your life and look at the women who do come into your life, right? And see, you know, think about what we talked about, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, darling? All right. You know, you may just be passing them up, you know, like, you know, the things are happening that you're just not able to see it.
Yeah,
and therefore, relationships will, you know, fall through, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, Bob,
mm-hmm.
Have a great new 2013 and loving all those women around you. We're seeing
as long as they love me, too.
And see them loving you, too. Thank you so much for calling in tonight, sweetheart.
Right,
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, dear.
Okay, well, whew, this is just heavy, 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 heavy.
Bob is no stranger. He's no stranger to a relationship. They love him.
Okay, so here we have Amy from Wisconsin. Hi, Amy.
Hello.
Happy New Year, sweetheart. Hi. Do you have a question?
Hi. I can sit here and listen to Miss Ruth all night.
Oh, thank you, darling. That's so sweet of you. What's your sign?
I am a Taurus with a Sag rising and a Scorpio moon.
Sound like my kind of people. Now, you look good. Are you skinny?
Well, I've put on a few pounds. I'm working on, you know, eating better.
What size are you?
Maybe 14 or 16.
She's not going to tell that on the air. You know better than that, Ruth.
She ain't going to tell it on the air. That's a perfect place to tell it.
I was really skinny.
I'll get back there, Ruth. She told me that you were skinny. See, they keep talking. Look, you told me you were Scorpio, then you told me you were about the Taurus card, right? And then you said the Sag, right? I pictured you as, you know, see that right there. If you have any type of weight, it comes from the Scorpio Taurus area. You know, the Sag, you're going to be slender, especially from the waist. They usually have a long rib cage. You know, they carry the weight that way. You know, a long rib cage area, thin. You know, from the waist to under the bust line. And I was trying to visualize you based on what you told me astrologically. You follow me?
Yes, ma'am.
This fitness, right? You know, and that area is going to come from that Scorpio thing, and you know, and the Taurus, you know, combination. So you probably got butt. You know, that type of action. Anyway, you have a certain ingredient in there that supply you with a lot of men in your life. Duh.
Oh, gosh.
Let's get to the bottom line.
Well, I decided to put my big girl panties on and call in to see what you had to say about my love life.
All right, tell me. Give me some leeway, you know, because you're a Taurus. I got a lot to tell you, but we ain't got time. Okay. Pinpoint something for me so I can help you out.
2 minutes.
Well, I was married for 17 years. He passed away. And then I got into a dysfunctional relationship, and I finally cut that out. And I think finally I'm opening up to considering reengaging.
What about your parents? How do they tie into this for some reason? What's with your parents?
My father's gone, and my mother, you know, is still with me.
Someone taught you about long-term relationships, you know? You're a very fun individual. You know, you can supply the laughter because you're capable of laughing a lot. You've been plagued right now with a bunch of loneliness, you know? You know,
well, no, that has been chosen. you know, I kind of chose to go within and clear out the garbage of my last relationship out. And I'm hoping, you know, that I've done that work and hoping somebody's going to come in.
But you know what I see around here? I mean, I'm just telling you what I see as it comes up, right? I see you happy. I see you happy. You know, I see that you got luck coming your way in terms of fortune. I see that you're being patient. You know, it's a whole bunch of other activities going on, and every now and then you stop and think about the relationship. You follow me? Like, there's a lot of stuff you want on stabilizing money, spending money, you know, but carefully. Then down the road, right, you say, now I want the universe to supply me with a man in my life, okay? You're moving so fast and your life is running so strong, you know? You pass by men. You understand? I mean, what could have been a relationship, right? Like, you know, you need a stop sign, you know, at this point so you can stop, you know, take a deep breath and then, you know, and then get going. You know, when you stop at a stop sign, you put yourself in a halt position, then you look both ways and then you move carefully off, right? Right now,
right,
you're running red lights. Probably
uh-oh,
physically running them. you got a lot going on. You know, there's possibly some court issues. There's a lot going on. I'm trying to get back to, it's a lot going on. I don't know what to say because I'm just looking at your situation. I want to go there, you know, but I'm seeing court issues. I'm seeing relationships involving court issues. I'm seeing, it's like, capable. I'm trying to break through, right? More time, October, November, you know, spend the summer, right? Making sure you create an environment where you can find somebody you care about.
Okay. Why would I have a court issue?
I don't know. Something about something legal. Something legal and it involves a relationship. You know? I don't know who this is or what it is because I really can't do. I don't really have the time to break it down like that. You know, but what I'm trying to race through this reading, you know, and I'm like August to September.
Okay.
More money. It's a lot of stuff going on. You got a lot of stuff going on. August, September, you know, look for some time to clear up your life so that you can create some friendships. You understand? Some long-term relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now I see a lot of women around, you know, strong bond, you know. You know, you got to make this happen, basically. You understand? Totally create a situation where you call it in, you know.
Okay.
Because you really don't want no messy marriages, you know. That's,
no
know,
drama.
You're strong-willed, you desire, you know. You desire deep friendship. You don't want money matters or complicated issues. You got so much. See the stuff I'm saying, each word, each sentence, I'm pulling them out of your head. You understand in the meantime, right? Those things, when I put them back in there, they can, you know, flow around inside your head and complicate stuff. And,
so,
you know, a lot of the complications were being surrounded by marriage.
Amy.
Yes.
I don't think we're going to be able to finish this reading.
Oh, that's okay.
But listen, please feel free to give us a call and I can book a session with you for Ruth. And she can clarify a lot of questions I'm sure you have in your head at this point.
Okay. Well, listen, I thank you so much, both of you, for your time and have a happy New Year.
Happy New Year
to you.
Yep.
Wow, Ruth, the time just, where did it go? Where did it go?
The whole year, where did it go? Okay.
I know.
This is 2013 coming up. And we all made it. We survived, you know. Whatever, Bill. We got more time to get it right, you know, to straighten it up, to finish, you know, to complete, you know, another season of our life cycle. And
yeah.
It's all when you put it behind you, right? It
yeah.
turned out. It turned out it was all right.
Amen. It really is. We just need to embrace everything. And just know that we've got great lessons that we've learned and move into 2013 with a lot of joy. It's the end of our show. It's the end of the year for us, Circles of Prosperity. Tomorrow we'll be doing readings again at 8 o'clock for the new year. Hey, Dr. Reggie, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And then on, what's tomorrow? Monday? Tuesday. Wednesday, we will be back on the air starting at 7 o'clock with our morning devotion program, but we wanted to give you guys an opportunity to ask questions and prepare for 2013. I want to thank Ruth. Ruth, we're not streaming anymore, but we are recorded, and those who are on the line can hear us. I want to thank you so much for coming.
You're more than welcome. It was my pleasure.
My God, you were just so right on, and as soon as people really kind of opened up, boy, did you hit them. You hit them hard. I love you, Raw. Ruth, I love
you. You know, and I love people. I love people. And two of my favorite people are Reggie and Cynthia.
Oh, we love you too, Ruth.
We love you, too. We love
very
you,
very much so. She's a sweetheart.
Yeah, and I hope you come back and join us again real soon. I know this isn't the path you want to take, but we will always welcome you here. You always have a home here at Circles of Prosperity, and thank you for blessing us so much.
Oh, so, thank you for being there and setting the path. I appreciate you.
Okay, so we're going to tell everybody good night. We're going to wish you a happy, happy, and very, very prosperous New Year, and I'm just going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into a closing prayer.
Heavenly Father, we are all your creation. You are the all-knowing, all-wise spirit who created and is underneath everything, even in our bodies, in our affairs, in our finances, and in our lives. We thank you for the power of discernment and the wonderful power of the grand person of the council, the Holy Spirit. We thank you for love and life. Let us live this life with a brand new year, facing brand new opportunities, not challenges, but new opportunities that we can face no matter what happens in this life. You guide our feet in our direction. I believe this is so, and so it is.
And so it is, and so it is.
And so it is.
All righty. Happy New Year, guys. Happy New Year.
Yes.